I'm here this morning at Trent Bridge with Cricket King legend Dickie Bird. Dickie, how did you see the game yesterday?
Well, I watched it on television and there was a lot of wickets fell yesterday because it was overcast and it was very dull, and although there's some warmth there, that made the ball swing around a bit and it seemed a little bit, but get this sun. The sun's coming out this morning, and the sun on it, it'll be a belting pitch, a very good pitch, but it's a pity that all those wickets went down in the first day.
What did you think of the decision of England to bat first then?
Yeah, he had to bat first. I'd have done that. I'd have batted first if I'd have won the toss yesterday. He had to bat. He'd no other choice, really. But as it's turned out, England... back in the game. He's certainly back in the game now, I think. Losing, the Aussies lost 4 wickets yesterday, last night, and so really they've a fight on their hands to pull it round now, this test match, I'll tell you. So we just hope and see. But if the sun gets out today, as I say, it will be a good pitch out there today, a very good pitch.
I think we need an early wicket today then.
England need early wickets today. First half, hour and a half, will be crucial, very crucial in this test match. If the Aussies lose wickets quickly, then England will get in and probably get a big score. And then Australia have got their backs up against the wall. Then it's a fight on the end to save this test match.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about umpiring a test match of this scale?
Yeah, umpiring. I did about 20 Ashes test matches, Ashes, but I always enjoy coming here, umpiring tests at Trent Bridge here in Lords. They were very special in my heart, and this is a magnificent ground. It's one of the best grounds in the world now, and it always was when I was umpiring, when I was playing county cricket. I played here for Yorkshire and for Leicestershire, and it's always full of character. Great supporters whose knowledge on the game is very, very good, and I used to enjoy every minute of it here. I used to enjoy doing the test matches here. I always enjoyed the banter and have some wonderful, wonderful memories that I should treasure all my life.
That's great. I guess you're privy to quite a lot of sledging in your position. have you got anything that's clean but that you remember that's particularly memorable for you?
Well, there's lots of things what stands out when I did test matches. I mean, we once come off at Old Trafford and the crowd was shouting and bawling, "What are you coming off this time for, Bird? It's blue skies, it's best day of the summer and you're bringing them off." I looked him in the eyes. He was a Lancashire supporter member who'd had a lot to drink. And I looked him in the eyes and I said, "There's no problem, sir. It's lunchtime."
Brilliant. Okay, and perhaps a last word on Nottingham. Obviously, you've been to Trent Bridge a lot. Have you got anything to say about Nottingham as a city?
Yeah, I've travelled down this morning from Barnsley. I always travel and go back, because it's only just over an hour and 10 minutes if you have a clear run, but there was a lot of traffic today and it was difficult getting through all the traffic, the roadworks, but they always made me welcome here at Trent Bridge, all the members, the committee, the board, the chief executive, and everybody made me very, very welcome, and I wrote a letter in to the ECB, and one of my letters saying that they shouldn't take test matches away from Trent Bridge. There should always be a test match. All should always be a test match at Trent Bridge because it's full of characters. It's the home of legends, and it's steeped in so much history. And it's a magnificent ground.
That's fantastic. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Within that area, we have our good friends at Fine Location. One of the